From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Oh. Thank you, everybody. We are back. We're happy to be back after our holiday break. And, you know, it turns out that we missed a lot of news. The deaths of two world leaders, for example, Gerald Ford, who whipped Inflation Now, and Saddam Hussein, who attached electrodes to inflation and cackled. And, you know, when we considered how much fun we could have had with those two embodiments of hilarity, man, did we pick the right time to take a break. Fortunately, though, the weekly news has returned to its normal level of amusement, so let's get started. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah Conte from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, Music City, are you in the music business?
No, I'm not. I actually work for the Department of Correction.
Well, wow. Oh.
Well, you're actually, in the music business.
I was about to say, exactly. You know, that's actually sort of an adjunct of the entertainment industry these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let me introduce you to our panel this week, Sarah. First, say hello to TV personality Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hey, Mo.
Hi, Sarah.
Also, say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Sarah.
And lastly, say hello to a performer, TV writer, and author of the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Howdy, Sarah.
What?
How regional of you.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I reach out to my listeners. You guys can stay where you are and hope they come to you. I reach out.
Sarah, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will start off our first new show of the new year by reading you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play? Here is your first quote.
He spoke with all the confidence of a perp in a police lineup.
That was Howard Fineman of Newsweek's first impression after watching an important speech by whom this week?
Must be George W.
It was President Bush. Very good. Now, his speech about his new way forward in Iraq got off to a great start when CBS introduced it with an announcer saying, quote, Criminal Minds is next here on CBS. Then they cut to the speech. Other reviews than Mr. Fineman's were more positive. For example, quote, President Bush was at his best tonight. Hugh Hewitt from hughhewitt.com. Or, quote, brilliant, perfect, wise, exactly what I would have done from the ghost of Richard Nixon in hell.
And next on ABC, Lost.
Actually, amazingly enough, on NBC after the speech, coming up, Deal or No Deal. So.
Here's what I liked. He said, the American people don't like it, and I don't like it. Like, he's not one of the... he's Canadian.
Yeah. I'm going to find out who got us there.
All right. Very good, Sarah. Very good, Sarah. Here's your next quote.
The city is waiting for the gas to pass.
That was a very serious, very actual quote from the mayor of a big city that had a strange smelling crisis this week. What city?
New York.
Exactly right. And yes, Mayor Mike Bloomberg used the one phrase his aides warned him against. I'm talking about the city's emergency. Now, of course, New Yorkers have been on edge since 9/11, so when an unidentified terrible smell suffused Manhattan early in the week, it was natural for them to behave like a bunch of 13-year-old boys reacting to a loud fart.
And who did they blame?
Exactly. So what are they going to do? What does New York do when there's a crisis they don't understand? They blame New Jersey.
Exactly.
Even though the borough of Queens was seen to nonchalantly roll down a window.
There's Garden State insurgents.
All right, Sarah, you ready to finish this up?
I am ready.
All right, hit it, Carl.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Is Carl doing doing 50 Cent again?
Yeah. Turn down your iPod, Carl, and get back to the show. That was Carl's expert rendition of The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, as I'm sure I did not tell you. And this week, that band became the first ever rap group to make it into what?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Of course, yes. Carl wanted to don his David Lee Roth leather pants and codpiece and do Van Halen's Jump to celebrate their induction, but we insisted that he go to Grandmaster Flash because we thought it would be funny to hear that.
It ranks up there with my version of Fever.
It really does. Although I'll share this with the audience, Carl. Carl was really disappointed that Iggy Pop and the Stooges weren't inducted because he actually, Carl led an Iggy Pop tribute band for a while.
I hope we're saving all of Carl's tunes because when that album drops,
yeah.
It's
going to
be
baby.
Huge.
Yeah.
William Shatner's got nothing on him. Carl, how did Sarah do in our quiz?
Sarah did a great job, Peter. She had three correct answers. Sarah, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well, I'll be.
Well done. Well, tarnation, I think is the name. Sarah, thank you so much for playing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.